Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio. Brooklyn Nine-Nine's pretty good show, thank you very much.
Welcome to Chapter 3 of Northern Bounty, a D&Ds for Nerds side quest adventure. Previously.
The Winter Wolf turns around the arrow and snaps at you.
When you say disarm, you mean cut off the hand?
No, so you've got the sword catcher, yeah?
Of course!
You're selected to be the just Lord Queen of the Doofuses.
So, Frostfolk dead, Winter Wolf dead, Ikvar is being bound as we speak.
We manacle up his hands. Then we get a blanket, wrap it around him. Get our rope, silk, tie up the blanket around him like a sausage roll.
Then he get another manacle, tie up his feet.
Yep.
And then another manacle on his fingers, I guess.
Perfect.
I was going to catch you on the fingers.
Yeah. Oh, you had finger manacles.
Yeah,
special
that's good. We got him good.
Beginning of the next day, you arrive at town.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the time you arrive at town as well, the snow is very heavy.
All right, we'll head in. Be warm.
Welcome. My name is Hob Hamlin. I'm the curator or the proprietor of this establishment. Passing through, he says?
Yes.
Yep.
You're, friend. He's not going to cause any trouble.
Not if we put him in a box.
Check. You open the door to the tavern with the intent of searching around town for a box to put Ikvar in. You step outside. Immediately, you regret your decision.
I'll come the back storm inside. Has it's gotten, too cold.
The storm has gotten even worse than before.
You got what there, Chip?
It's okay. Let me get... How many blankets you got? Wrap him up good.
He goes and fetches you some blankets.
No, wait. Forget that. You got a barrel.
Don't put him in the barrel.
He gets an empty barrel.
We'll put him in the barrel.
It's a good idea.
Chuck him in a barrel.
Give him some ear holes.
Yeah.
You might want to keep an eye on the weather if you want to go outside. These blind storms, they get worse and good and worse and good. It's always going to be very cold outside, but you'll get pockets of, I don't want to say niceness, but you'll get pockets of when it isn't going to kill you with the cold.
No, fair enough. So how much for a couple rooms for a couple days?
Look, tell you what, like I did with the honeymead, I give you the first night for free. But like I said, I think you're going to want to get going as soon as possible.
I agree, but I just don't know how long this storm is going to be.
I'll give you the first night free so you can rest, assess your situation, and then you can move from there.
All right, thank you very much, Hob. All right, where's next stop is maybe blacksmith or
it's
general store?
It's very cold outside, too cold, maybe.
All right, let's just wait a little bit till the storm is possible. Then we chuck
also,
on
to if we've got him in a barrel, do we need a box?
Like I
I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Like I just want to, you know. Maybe,
I honestly
maybe
don't know the purpose of the barrel or box.
Go to.
Like
the...
either way, he's gonna have enough room. That basically, you imagine leaving him unattended. That's essentially what
he's
you're
still
doing.
Manacled.
Yeah, but you can't physically see what he's doing anymore.
Yeah. It's fine.
Like, what I want to do is go to blacksmith, maybe get the manacles, like, extra manacle, like, okay. Welded or shit or something, sure. So he can't break out of him at all. Like, just to make sure.
I don't know if there's anything better than masterwork.
I don't know if there's anything better than a box, but okay.
Masterwork box.
Masterwork box, put him in. Is there, like, windows where we can see the state of the storm?
Yeah, you can see out into the
storm. Does it look like we're in a little nice
it's
spot?
It's hard to tell. It's just pure white at the moment.
When I went outside, was it just like, not going to work that cold, or...
Give me the map of the town again. So, from the... I was about to say hospital. From the tavern, you could... to the blacksmith, you'd be exposed for a while, but you could try it. You're not going to die, but it will be very unpleasant.
All right.
You enjoy. That's your job.
All right. You keep hold of Dickhead.
Ikvar.
Dickhead. And I'll go to the blacksmith.
I'll slide into a little table, put Ikvar next to me, and drink.
Okay. And it's just you, that Arrol going?
Yes.
Okay. So
Triss can sit with me.
As soon as you step out to the cold, you're like, oh God, I hate it. It's just the worst.
This is a stupid idea. And that dickhead over there, he wanted us to leave in this.
In the near pure white that is currently happening right now, you can see a glimmer of fire. You imagine that could be either the windows of a building through which a fire is shining, or, and it seems like an impossibility, but it could be, the forge from the blacksmith.
All right, you try and forge the snow to get to the forge of the blacksmith.
Okay. So the light turns out to be the general store.
Damn it.
You could go past the general store to the blacksmith or go into the general
store. I'll go in general store and warm up. Like, okay. Geez, oh, fuck this.
Step into the general store.
Oh, jeez.
The, it's not the merchant here, but you imagine the merchant's son. There's a boy of maybe 9 manning the counter.
Hello, little fella. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Are you buying anything?
Yes. Oh, you got a deep voice for a 9-year-old.
I'm good, thanks. Are you buying anything?
Yes, I am, little lady.
Jesus.
Well, hurry up then.
You practicing a ventriloquism gig or something?
Now, the second voice I did was a joke. This is my voice. I don't do voices because every time I try,
this happens.
Fucks up. So I just flit wildly between accents.
Mm-hmm. All right, unless they're gnomes. All right,
it's the only one I like doing.
All right, I'm gonna go and just maybe get some rations. So we have a couple.
You also notice heavy. They have a lot here. A lot of heavy fur clothing. You imagine you could wrap it around yourself and be even warmer.
Okay. Can I get 3-4 of them? 2, like a hawk size, a half size, a gnome size, and a hulling size.
He sells you none of that because none of that exists.
Beam.
Say it as if you want it, say the word. Say the word and I'll give it to you.
Halfling size, half orc size, half elf, and gnome.
Fucking Adam. Got a scoop.
4 of them. Also, do you have like a, hang on, winter wolf pelt?
To get these heavy fur, these are, the kid behind the counter explains, that fur doesn't come from just any animal. It needs to come from an animal that can survive these types of cold.
Mm-hmm.
Those furs are hard to get. 8 gold a piece. So if you want 4, it's 32 gold pieces, he says.
He's like,
he looks at you dead-eyed. This is a very serious young child.
Is it hard to get like winter wolf?
Yeah, winter wolf is one of the.
Tell you what, look, I've got a winter wolf just pelt here. It's just freshly killed. I can't really do anything, but I guess if you're selling these things and you can make something of this, could we get a trade? Not a complete trade, but maybe knock off a little bit of price for...
I'll knock off 2 gold to call it 30 round.
Perfect, and you can have this... there you go. Right.
All right, you pay him 30 gold?
Of course.
Cool. Anything else you want? You see a bunch of other equipment here. You see... Have you ever seen goggles before?
Not at all. What is this?
Well, you see things that are goggles, but you do not know what they
are. What
are
they?
Those are snow goggles. They prevent snow blindness.
Oh, give me one of them.
Just one?
Just one?
Give me 3 of them.
Ick fucking gold.
6 gold, he says.
6 gold each? Or
6 gold in total.
Done, mate.
Tell you what. Sweet. Bump it up to 10, and I'll sell you some, hang on, where is it? Snowshoes.
Oh, all right.
Done, mate.
Wait. They're kind of shit, and I want to get rid of them.
Done, mate. Fair enough.
It's not great sales, but it's fine.
Okay, look, it's fine. Anything, I guess, some rations for a couple of weeks?
It's 50 silver for a day's ration. 5 silver. Golly, I marked it up just a second there. It's 5 silver for a day's rations. How many days do you need?
We need these for 3 weeks for 4 people.
3 weeks for 4 people. Tell you what. How much gold do you have?
How much gold do you need? Got a lot of gold. Don't want to tell him this.
I don't want to quick. Okay, I'll quickly do that. I hate Windows 8. fuck you, Windows 8. Yeah, I'll just do it on my fucking phone. Okay, I'll say, for the sake of the argument, you guys have probably come here with... You guys have your own equipment and stuff like that, and you maybe picked up some trade goods as well along the way.
Mm-hmm.
I say maybe even you even pilfered like the equipment that you got from the snowfolk.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, frostfolk. Like they're not their battle axes because she's collecting them.
Damn right.
I sure am.
But the other composite longbow, that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
For all that stuff, you just get... Mm-hmm. The 3 weeks worth of rations.
Oh, good.
Young boy, this isn't your store, is it?
It's my dad's store.
All right, then. You know how long this you've been living here all your life?
Yeah.
You seen like this any kind of storm this bad before?
It happens once a winter.
Yeah, do you know how long these last for, roughly?
He shrugs his shoulders. Could last for maybe a month.
A month, you say? Oof. All right, then.
Okay.
All right, is there any way you can get like a horse or something? Well, like, not a horse, bit. But like a mount that we can go
like in the
snow.
Picture books, he says? A horse?
Like, what do you use, like a beast of burden?
We have yaks and goats and
such. Oh, do you have like a yak you can get?
A yak?
We haven't any
for sale.
A yak is
You don't know what a yak is.
I'm frightened.
Isn't it a yak?
No, he said yuck.
Oh.
Yeah, what is yuck?
Like in the picture books?
I don't know.
Like in the picture books?
Like in the picture books, he says.
All right.
For the first time, you seem to have knocked his very serious demeanor out of place. Like in the picture books? He's genuinely surprised you do not know what a yuck is.
Like, say if
you're not going to find any beast of burdens in this town, he says. They all need to be stabled in. Also, you probably just don't want to take one out into this weather. Yeah. You should wait. In about maybe... Don't leave in a fortnight, I would say.
Like a fortnight, you reckon?
It'd be dangerous to leave before then. You could lose yourself out in the snow.
Nah, fair enough. Good advice, young boy. What was your name again?
My name?
Gilly.
Gillyweed.
Oh, shut up, both of you.
Gillyweed Buttface. No?
Allison. Nice try, Allie.
10 out of 10 for just... Okay.
Points for effort.
Nubble?
Nubble.
Nobble.
I'm writing that down. I hope he becomes a member of our team for that, mate.
You're a good businessman, Nubble.
Back in the tavern, the doors burst open again, and a figure stands in the doorway, silhouetted by the white, blinding snow outside. He steps in, and you hear him shaking all the snow off his furs and cloaks and stuff like that. He falls face forward onto the floor as soon as he does that, and shakes like a dog would to get just all of the snow off him. You finally get a good look at him.
Can I see him from where I'm sitting? Or am I facing away from him? I just sat down wherever. I just want to know if I'm going to be like, shut the door, it's cold outside.
Fucking Hateful Eight shit going on there.
Close the door, it's freezing.
He steps up and he says, that's stammering some. I'm so sorry. Let me quickly. And then he just, I'll just close the door.
Good. Thank you. Yes.
He closes the door behind him. He steps proper in. You get a good look at him. He's wearing ragtag, shitty looking armor made of bits and pieces of other armors. He's wearing the holy symbol of some god that neither of you could possibly place. He looks like a homeless man in some ways. He says, hello, my name is Terrell. I'm a wandering paladin.
I didn't ask your name.
It's funny because at this point he stepped right up to you and has a hand stretched out and you can smell the alcohol on his breath.
I'm not, this, why would you, I don't own this place. There's Buck or Cub, the fellow who owns
Hob
it.
Hob Hamlin.
Hob, there's a customer.
Hob comes back down from downstairs. Hob greets Terrell. So dreadfully sorry, he says. I'm absolutely terrible about these things.
I don't want to talk to you. Please go away.
You know the feeling I get when you do shit like that? That's it. That's the one.
It hurts.
Yep. Physically, you get a pain. Like it's roughly here, right?
Yeah.
Where you're like, I wish I could cut out my heart.
You're like, what organ is dying? Because one of them.
What organ is dying, and can I cut it out in time to not feel this anymore? So, Terrell explains that he is a paladin who is. He tells Hob this sob story. He's a paladin who's fallen on hard times. And he needs, please just spare me just but a drink. A single drink of your finest. He scans the drinks they have.
I was like, just give him one, I'll pay for it. Nah, he's not dodgy. Anymore. Never mind. Give him water.
She's right, give him water.
Adam, I'd like to pay for a water and be like, there you go.
You don't pay for water.
Flick of a silver. He's like, okay.
Do you want to pay for a drink?
Yeah, but like a cheap one.
A cheap one that's not alcoholic? Milk.
Yeah.
When you offer to pay, Hob is like, it's fine. First drink is free. First drink is free for everyone. That's a new rule now, Hob says.
You're weird, Hob. You run things straight.
This is not the best way to run a business.
I'm not running a business. I'm running a family.
That's cute.
Let me rephrase that. I'm not running a family. I don't have a family. I consider the town my family. You know what I kind of mean?
I didn't ask. Why is everyone telling me?
Hob and Terrell have both moved over. And they're having the conversation around you.
Why? I pick up my bag. I pick up Ikvar and I move to another table.
A cold
they move as
table.
If you were in the conversation.
Gentlemen, I don't remember ever placing down a sign saying, come talk to me, I want to know what's going on.
Hob understands and he's like, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. And he moves off. Terrell thinks it's a bit of a joke, but he also moves off. He gives you a smile and a wink as he leaves.
Don't look at me! Not a joke, Terrell!
He makes the terrible joke again.
Goddamn!
And it wasn't funny the first time. But he does it again.
I'm going to turn to Triss. What the fuck?
I don't know.
Did I give off a vibe or a pheromone?
Yeah, probably.
You look very friendly. You're a friendly hawk.
You're like, excuse me, I need to have a bath. I need to get the stench of friendliness off me. Thank you.
I don't want to smell like friends. I want to smell like grumpy. Grumpy and unwelcome.
Arrol, is there anything else you'd like to do in the general store?
No, I'd like to kind of forge my way to the actual forge. Can I even see the forge from here?
Sorry, the black. No, it's once again whiteout conditions outside. You cannot see anything.
Fuck this, I'm going back to Tivin.
With your new furs, it's actually not, I was about to say pleasant. It's never pleasant. But you are able to walk and endure the cold without it biting too much at you. But you still can't see. You're nearly, your hand in front of your
snow
face.
Snow goggles.
You put the snow goggles on. So now your eyes aren't hurting from the blizzard. Good. The door to the tavern opens and three figures walk in. The first is your good friend, D'Arrol.
Mm-hmm.
But then behind him is a big hulk of a man, larger than any of you. Mm-hmm. He's wearing like a fur coat, fur everything. And you can tell quite obviously because he hasn't, looks like he's done it on purpose. You can see the wolf heads incorporated into the furs all over the place.
Sick.
He steps in as well and you can see he's got the pommel of his sword is quite prominent on his side, and it also has a wolf head to the pommel.
All right, John Snow.
He walks in. Fucking loves wolves, I guess.
He walks in. And then finally, behind him, walking as if they were together, is a human with... The first thing you notice about him is that he has a necklace made of mummified elf ears.
Oh, no.
That's fucked up.
He looks like a bounty hunter, like you guys.
Hey!
Like how you went, you're like, no, what? Oh no, you're a half elf. It's fine.
I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm
you're good. Not going to win.
Nobody's got orc ears.
Both the figures.
You better get some earmuffs. And...
No, you fucking will get him good.
Both the figures who walked in behind D'Arrol approached the countertop where they can order a drink and such. But the second one, the one with the mummified elf ears, gives D'Arrol the stink eye the entire time.
Like, what do you want, friendo?
What?
He shakes his head and says, nothing. Just thinking about a collection I have.
D'Arrol! D'Arrol!
Smick you in the meal.
D'Arrol!
What?
Do I look friendly to you?
No. No, you look kind of grumpy.
I am!
Oh, wait.
What I thought!
Hang on, man, look at me again. Nah, you got to smile. You're smiling too much.
I don't mean to be. It's a grimace!
D'Arrol, you also see... You see the line of three people. Terrell, the homeless paladin, the guy in all furs, and then finally the guy with the mummified elf ears.
Yeah.
Incidentally, if you're curious, he also has weird-looking goggles on his head, not the snow goggles that D'Arrol has, and he has a big, bushy mustache.
So we've got Cobb.
No, that's Hob. Oh, is it Cobb?
Hob?
Hamlin?
H-O-B. H-O-B.
Okay.
Hob. It's Hob.
Terrible. Terrell. Terrell. Wolf. Man.
What? Can we ask who they are?
If you want.
To make this easier for our notes.
The Wolfman introduces himself as Huck Duffy.
Oh, that's a good name.
He's the town sheriff. And then the Elf Ear Man is Alexander Telfer. Mm-hmm. And he says he professionally hunts elves for Huskrath.
Shit. Hang on, half elf. Am I? Let's see what I want to be.
I love it when you're like, an hour, 2 hours into a game, and you're like, what do I want to be?
Do I want to be like half elf raised by humans or half elf raised by elves? Flip a coin. I flip this deck, this rubber, this eraser. The Derwent side or the... it's Derwent on both sides.
Just roll a bloody dice. We got enough of it.
Odds raised by humans. Evens raised by elves. Evens raised by elves.
Can you roll for me? See if I'm raised by orcs or humans?
The humans.
Odds, humans, evens, orcs. Evens, orcs.
That's raised by orcs. Rock and roll. What about Ali?
Probably gnomes, but I'm not sure.
Evens orcs? Odds gnomes.
Just no.
I'm
just
pleased.
A straight up hot little baby for ya. No.
So there are four people in the tavern aside
Hob,
from us.
Terrell, Huck, and Alexander.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, can you believe this piece of shit over here hunting fucking anywhere? Look, I've got you some lovely cloaks.
Oh, thank you.
Just thank
you. With a grunt, not directed necessarily at anyone, just directed at the room. Huck Duffy says in his deep baritone voice, keep the peace.
Yeah, no, look, I'm giving gifts.
I was intending.
It's good. Look, I got cloaks, I got goggles, I got snowshoes for all of us, and I got some rations, so if we need to, like, chuff off, it...
This tavern got very full very quick.
They did. You got coffee?
Coffee?
No, coffee would be too foreign a thing.
Damn it.
That's a hot area thing.
I want an espresso.
Cocoa beans.
Something.
It is cold as shit. I want a hot drink.
Do you have such as hot lemon
juice? They can do hot
drinks,
yeah, like a mulled wine or a
hot
cider or something like that.
Yeah, right, to give me one of them hot ciders you have.
All right. Once again, when Hob comes out, he says, you know what? Just drinks on the house, I reckon.
You know what, Hob? I really like you, but there is a boy down the road. You should do, like, his name's Noble. You should get some business sense of him. He knows his stuff. Anyway, thank you very much.
What it seems to me, like, Hob, is that you... And the boy who runs the general store swapped mines.
okay. Obsessed. He wanders back over. You three. Oh, wait, can you? Trissa, you can.
Yes.
The Arrol, you can.
Well,
Chet, you cannot.
It's got nothing to do with reading then. So.
Over here, Hob is trying to engage Huck Duffy, the sheriff, in conversation. Huck Duffy, though, is not interested in any of the things that Hob wants to talk about. Alcohol, pleasant stories, stuff like that. Huck says, very bluntly, blacksmith says all of his silver has been taken. You know what that must mean.
What does that mean?
Do you just pipe up?
Yes, I do.
Huck Duffy slowly turns around on his chair. And I don't care how experienced a bunny hunter you are. You're a little scared. You're a little intimidated.
You know, the best part is asking, turn around and be like, who the fuck? Oh, down there?
Yeah, like, turn around. He's like, I don't see anyone. Oh, okay.
He's like, female voice. It was from a gnome. Looks at me. Looks at you. Looks like, what the? Oh.
Probably notices the shield before he notices me.
The first winter's storm is coming in. And that means two things. Yeah. The first thing is, we're going to have trouble doing anything outside of a building.
All right, then.
The second thing is, the white wolf is coming.
What? Sorry.
What
no,
is this white
I
wolf?
I think we're fine. We dealt
as
with the white wolf.
As soon as Huck Duffy says, the white wolf is coming, Hob, behind the bar, starts humming a very loud, and he picks up something, starts cleaning it, like, please don't have this conversation in my tavern.
It's fine.
What is it? What wolf? We dealt with white wolf before.
Don't worry, I don't know. I got your bloody accent. We dealt with it, mate.
We dealt with it.
You killed the white wolf.
We did.
I would be very surprised that you did not start as a party of 10.
We killed a white wolf. Let me. So what is this white wolf?
It's a werewolf.
We did not kill it.
Our town once a year.
How do you know that?
How do you know
that it's not a werewolf?
The
white wolf that we killed, how do you know that's not a werewolf?
That's a good point. How do I know?
Adam. Can we tell the difference between a werewolf and a normal wolf?
What is a werewolf versus a normal wolf?
Versus a man wolf.
Versus a man wolf versus a wolf man.
There's a lot of complicated
Trissa
wolf variations.
And Chet, you are both free to assume whatever you wish about werewolves. Daryl, you have the burden of being the only one who rolled high enough to know something about werewolves.
That's rare.
So you know that werewolves are sometimes people, sometimes, you know, wolf, sometimes a hybrid between the two. You also know that it can either be an affliction where the person can't control it, just sometimes they turn into the werewolf depending on circumstances. Sometimes, though, a person can control it and they become a werewolf as they wish.
Tris. That was not a werewolf that we got. We got not a werewolf. Trust me.
Oh.
Werewolf is bigger, basically.
Wow. Oh, yeah. You would imagine the werewolf to be a bit bigger than what you fought.
So, unless we killed, like, baby werewolf, but I don't think we did.
Baby wolf. Well. So who would have taken the silver?
The werewolf.
Why?
The blacksmith says it was taken last night. His blacksmithy was broken into by something big. There's a hole in his wall.
How did the werewolf pick up the silver?
Because werewolves are like, they can either be men or they can be...
It doesn't burn the werewolf to the touch. It can pick it up.
Oh.
But a weapon that has been silvered can cut through its hide.
Oh, right. Do you have any other silver in the town? Was that it?
I have. He pats his sword. This sword, and that's it.
Oof.
They were in the blacksmith for safekeeping, but apparently it wasn't safe enough.
Adam, what are my battle axes made of?
Probably steel.
Ah, never mind, Adam. I was going to be everyone's favorite. Never mind.
There is, apparently, one other weapon that can harm the werewolf. It's made of a substance called blue ice, which is like regular ice, but as blue. Hard as steel.
Oh, yes.
There's a druid up north who owns the weapon.
Oh, all right.
Okay, then. That's good to hear.
So what did this white wolf do?
Well, I thought you were interested. I'm sorry. Well, actually, you know what? It wasn't even addressing you, you fucker. He doesn't say that. I say that. Sorry, what was your question?
What does this white wolf do?
The white wolf, once a year, it comes and terrorizes us. It kills a bunch of our livestock. It kills Hobbs' cows.
Maybe yucks, stop owning
sorry.
Cows, then.
You would refer to them as cows. We call them yucks.
Oh, okay, yucks. Yeah, of course, like in the picture book.
Yes, like in the picture book. It sure. kills a bunch of our livestock. It kills some of us if it can. And then it just disappears for a year.
Well, how long has this been going on for?
As far as I can remember.
Well, it's not good. All right, because we want to be gone fairly soon, but I guess...
You're not going anywhere in this storm. You're in for the duration.
Yes. So,
how long might that be?
The boy down the thing said that in the general store was like a fortnight maybe. But
I'd say that's generous. It'd take a month at least before the storm dies down, and you don't want to travel far during that period.
Yeah.
So. Well, okay.
All right, Huck, you're the mayor, was it, you said?
I'm the sheriff.
Sheriff, all right. So we've got
the... The mayor is off somewhere else.
All right, then. We'll meet him later, I suppose. So, we've got...
Don't worry, you're not done meeting all the cast to this game.
It's all right. So we've got a very dangerous criminal we've bound up. He's...
In a barrel.
In a barrel at the moment. He's poking his head
in
out.
In a barrel in some...
The barrel's too big for him to poke his head out.
Oh, right, then. I reach in. I pick him up. The scruff of his neck.
This What's he done?
Oh, well, he's done...
He's done... What? I've got it here. I've written it down.
26.
One count of assassination. 100 counts of theft low.
Sounds like such a judge. It's the best.
26 counts of murder, or maybe Muppets. I can't read my own handwriting. 16 counts of theft high. That. He did that. Those.
He got
that little one did all that. What is he, 6?
I don't... He's little, yes.
No, he's a halfling.
A what?
Half a hling.
You explain the concept of a halfling.
A hling.
A hling. He's a hawk. I am a hilf. He's a hling.
All right.
Not reaction.
Sounds fair.
Not
yeah,
reaction
whatever.
From Adam.
Small
I
people. Sure. Whatever.
Halfling. Look
You're
at
him. You're not. We got a gnome. Hello. That little.
That little. Good.
No, just... All right, what?
Look, Leandra, can I... Look, what have you got to say for yourself? Take the thing out of his mouth. So you can talk to him yourself if you want.
Hey. Big process.
Not gonna cast,
how you going?
Not going to try a cast spell anymore?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not a caster.
That's clearly liar.
That's a good lie, Ekvar.
I don't even know why I rolled. He couldn't. Just couldn't.
Anyway, put him back in the bar.
So any questions you want for this boy, Huck?
Nah, so long as you're serving a lawful warrant.
Yep. Chuck that and he's gag him again. So could he put anywhere we can, like, safekeeping that he definitely cannot escape from?
Well, I would have said the blacksmithy, but there's a big hole there now.
You're right then.
Fair. That's well, you keep him in the barrel, that'll be safe as safe can be.
Masterwork barrel.
Tell you what, you three look like you can handle yourselves. I need a couple extra strong hands.
Oh.
Do you think you could help us out? You're stuck here, he says. Frankly, you're stuck here.
I know. I'm just comfortable.
But I don't need you to help me with something just now. I wanted to say, like, look, you think if the time comes to it, you might be able to help with the werewolf?
Yeah, I reckon we can.
Sure.
I mean, yeah, I mean, what's your usual, like, strategy with dealing with this white wolf? Do you just hunker down in tavern? Do you hunker down in blacksmith? Hunker down in town
hall? I like to treat this as military engagement.
Yes.
I do like to hunker down. It's better to have a defensive position. Unfortunately, the ultimate say is the mayor. And the mayor, the door bursts open.
Close the door.
A different idea. In wanders a very panicked-looking man who says, "The silver is gone! The silver is gone! We need help! We need help!"
Oh, Jesus.
This has gotten very busy, very quick. Yes.
As he waddles, he's a fat man, as he waddles
all
over...
All mayors are.
Huck Duffy gestures and says, "Introducing Mayor Fenris Wolf."
Fuck off.
Really, all right. You know what, Huck? I don't want to say, like, who is werewolf, but I got a sneaky suspicion.
Falls to his knees next to Huck Duffy and says, "You need to send someone, anyone, you go. Cold Rose, someone needs to go to Cold Rose.
We
need help.
To Cold Rose to get out of this tavern."
Huck Duffy puts up a hand. Huck Duffy, the sheriff, puts up a hand and says, "No, no, no. I'm not sending anyone useful to Cold Rose. Not in this weather, at least.
We're completely useless. We'll go. Please let us go."
Wait, what's in Cold Rose? More silver? Is that what's
help.
Happening?
This is, oh my god. Shit, please, we need to go to Cold Rose, but we can't because of storm. It was the whole thing.
Huck Duffy grabs the mayor bodily and shoves him to the side near where Terrell is, where he has also shoved Terrell when Terrell tried to talk to him earlier, and then addresses you guys directly. He says, "What are your plans?"
Look, our plan was to take Ikva all the way down to Cold Rose, then from Cold Rose we just keep going, and eventually we go as far east as we need
south.
To go? South, and then east as we need to go? Or is it all the way south? Where's Cass?
Carcery. It's basically a south, straight south almost.
Yeah, go all the way south as much as we can.
I don't have much gold, but I have a brother in Cold Rose who owns a ship.
Ah. We could do with a ship.
I could arrange free passage straight to Carcery if you help me with this.
Done. Deal.
I guess we're
here. Don't want to go. It's real cold here, and then it gets real hot.
I don't want you to go anywhere.
I know. I'm saying the ship would be good. That's yes. I'm saying yes.
All right. Good. So first things first is someone should probably make an attempt at going to Cold Rose.
All right.
We need to find someone who can do that.
What about?
Which is the one that annoys us?
Fenris, who got very quiet when he was shoved aside. Stands up and says, "Will anyone save us and go to Cold Rose?" Terrell stands up and says, "I will go to Cold Rose for you, Mayor."
Yes, oh, right. Excellent plan.
Super great.
That's the best plan I've ever heard. Nobody here is more qualified. I'd like to get up and put an arm around Terrell. And Terrell right here. Look at his muscles.
Between you and Huck Duffy trying to get the mayor and Terrell out, and the mayor trying to get Terrell out, Terrell and the mayor leave very quickly to go to the general store and gather supplies for the trip to Cold Rose.
We did it.
It's one problem solved for us.
Tick that off the ticker.
Will Terrell make it to Cold Rose? Will the mayor ever shut up? Find out next time on Northern Bounty, a D&D is for Nerds side quest adventure.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.